Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show planned for you. Yes, this is a gluten and dairy-free broadcast, so get ready. We are going to be talking about your skin and your how to keep your skin healthy tonight and signs that you, something may be amiss internally with your, if you're checking your skin, looking at the signs. So we got all that, and we may touch on our little fatigue topic, and we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees, and I'm seeking the Lord's face. And mind the time, it grows short. Today's devotional is from Psalms 119, where we read, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. And blessed are they that keep his testimonies and seek him with their whole heart. They also do no iniquity, and they walk in his ways." Amen to that. So if you're not seeking the Lord's face, getting into that scripture, learning what's important to God and make that important to you, well, that's the way. So mind the time. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, this is really interesting. This is about ticks and new allergies from the tick bites. According to Dr. Scott Cummins. He's with the Associate Professor of Medicine at the Department of Allergy and Immunology at University of North Carolina. They say that they're noticing that besides the Lyme disease and some other tick-borne ailments that you can get from a tick bite, what they're noticing is now it's creating an allergy to meat. That's right. So there's new evidence that a tick bite could trigger an allergy to red meat. So about 90% of the patients who develop this meat allergy, it's due to an alpha-gal report tick bite. And many recall that the bite, they had a bad reaction to it. It was slow to heal, and it itched for many, many weeks. So Dr. Cummins and his team published their results on this rising IgG, which is an antibody level that is produced in the blood system by your immune system when you get a tick bite. And so they've actually injected a tick salivary gland extract into mice and replicated the meat allergy. So they know this is where this is coming from. Now, in adults, they say the most common symptoms would be a red meat allergy, and also you would have like itching, hives, and gastrointestinal upset. And the symptoms can be delayed. He says it could be several minutes after you ingest the meat, or it could be 6 hours after you've eaten the meat. And which ticks are causing the red meat allergy? Well, he says many ticks are doing this, but the most common one that they've identified in the United States is called the Lone Star tick, Albaloma Americanum tick, frequently found in the southeast portion of the United States, but it is traveling all over the place. About 5,000 cases so far in the U.S., and the cases also in Europe, Australia, Sweden, and South Africa. So which food items are to be avoided if you get this allergy? According to Dr. Cummins, beef, pork, lamb, goat, rabbit, buffalo, and horse meat. He says particularly fatty cuts of meat are the worst, causing the most severe reactions, and includes organ meats as well. And occasionally dairy. Some people do okay. Most people do okay, but there have been a few patients that can't even have dairy. So he says it should go away. The allergy goes away over a 2 to 3 year period as long as there's no additional tick bites. Wow. All right, last but not least in the quacker, government is maybe going to get some new limits on some chemicals because of high toxicity to human health. This is a report that was released this week by the branch of Health and Human Services Office. Common chemicals that they found can cause some serious health effects in humans, also in rodents and other animals. And this is about the EPA recognizing they got their chemical levels totally off. They were looking at this PFAS group of chemicals. They're called perfluorinated substances that kind of get into your groundwater. These chemicals are used on water repellent coatings, nonstick cookware, and it's firefighter foam, type of chemicals. So they're advising the EPA that the 70 parts per trillion of these chemicals is way off. It's 7 to 10 times too high. And so they're asking them to readjust their finding and get stricter limits. Of course, you know, this is not a good sign. The EPA tried to keep the report a secret, didn't want it released to the public. So we got some problems. Now, Michigan, for instance, is an example. Rockford Dam in Kent County, fishing hole is popular for the people there. It tested 296,584 parts per trillion of PFAS chemical, which is 4,200 times the federal advisory limit, which is now grossly incorrect. So there you go. And just, we got to watch that water. We got to watch the chemicals, folks, and cleanse, cleanse, cleanse. And that wraps the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, I'm watching the clock, Frank. Don't you worry. I'm getting on my case about breaks. We are going to set up the first segment of the show. We're going to be talking about your skin and what your skin can tell you about your health. And because the skin is our largest organ, and it will reflect our health. And, you know, just like your heartbeat or your liver, your kidney function would reflect a level of health. So if we think of health and illness with regard to the whole system, we can see where diseases begin. So health and staying healthy really shouldn't be complicated, but our current healthcare system makes health as elusive as trying to catch vapor. So we're going to check out some basic principles for health and to take better care of ourselves and particularly our skin. So let's just tap into some basic must-haves. So here are some basic things to remember that the body has to have if you're going to have health of any kind. You have to have minerals. That's a must-have for the body because without them, you can't heal or regenerate tissue. You also have to have a good elimination or the body becomes real toxic with waste, and then that obstructs organ function. And you have to have good circulation because all disease really stems from problems with circulation of fluids and lack of circulation, and obviously if the blood is polluted, so bad idea to have that. Hydration is another thing because most people are dehydrated and they just don't realize it. And also lastly, raw food. We're designed to eat them. So this is very simple to implement with some organic produce, nuts, seeds, whole grains, and water. Right? It's easy, really easy. You got to implement that stuff, and it's a mindset, and it's a lifestyle. So it's not a diet. It's not a trend. It's permanent. I know, we got to take a little break. We'll be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you?
For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Back here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about staying healthy, having healthy skin, you know, and trying to avoid some really bad internal medicine problems. You know, I'm going to read you this quote by Jethro Kloss. He was a natural guy back in the turn of the century. He said, "There is protein, vitamins, and minerals in the foods animals are designed to eat. There is nothing in any animal meats that is not in grains, plants, and grass that animals eat. So why get the nutrition secondhand?" End of quote. True. I mean, okay, so cows do eat, you know, hay and grains and grass. I'm not saying, you know, to get down on your lawn and mow your grass with your mouth. I'm just saying there's nutrients in plants. And you could get that nutrients that sustain those big cows with those big bones and all the meat, see? Well, let's look at some ancient wisdom for a sec, because when we read some ancient texts that, you know, practitioners would observe the skin for signs of health problems, and the Asians and the Indians would draw maps of the body showing different regions that are connected to internal organs and function. So today, dermatologists actually use face maps to help guide them in diagnosing. So here are some examples. On your forehead, we're told that it's connected to your liver and your gallbladder function. So the forehead, we're told, will show signs of nervous system stress and is very susceptible to things like acne, indicating some sign of internal stagnation, like a circulation issue. Now, brow creases between your eyes on the right side, according to the face maps, indicate stress on the liver. Brow creases between the eyes on the left side indicate spleen issues. And then looking at eyes themselves, according to the ancient practitioners, a small iris can indicate joint problems, and if you have white color within the iris, it shows degenerative joints. They also said spotty irises indicate poor digestion and lack of nutrition. Now, a light ring around the iris would indicate a person consumes too much sugar and salt. And, of course, yellow eyes indicate a liver dysfunction. So if the lower eyelids are swollen, it could be a sign of kidney dysfunction and dehydration. And ancient practitioners often improved on these functions using more water and spices. And your cheeks are also on the map. Discoloration or patchiness indicates metabolism problems, poor assimilation, maybe a mineral imbalance. So lung function can also be affected, and sunken cheeks can indicate cardiovascular issues. And your nose seems to be linked to circulation, blood pressure, and blood that needs cleansing. So the diet is usually missing some omega-3 fatty acids and some needed spices. Your lips are also very much an indicator. The lower lip, they say, was mapped to be connected to digestion. So brown spots on the lower lip indicate indigestion problems and poor enzyme absorption. It can also indicate parasites in the lower intestine. Pale lips indicate anemia and low in iron, the iron-rich foods. So a blue look to your lips indicates, of course, oxygen depletion, perhaps a heart condition, and discoloration of the edges of your lips suggests kidney problems. Now, your tongue is also interesting. So while coating on the mid to back section of your tongue can indicate digestive issues and even toxic waste buildup in your digestive system. So cracks on the tongue or scalloped edges can also indicate poor absorption of nutrition and digestive issues. Your chin can also indicate things. It seems to indicate hormonal imbalances.
females will often break out around the chin area during menstrual cycles, and stress can create hormone imbalance as well. So if you are on our newsletter list, which is free, by the way, if you want to subscribe, and it's only delivered by email, but if you want to subscribe to the newsletter list, you would actually get a face map in this week's issue, and you can see for yourself how that all checks out. Well, let's look at some color changes in skin. Often we neglect to take seriously any pigment changes in our skin outside of the normal changes when we, you know, been out in the sun and we want to notice, you know, some indicators. You know, your skin will change color if you're getting a tan. So if the skin looks like you've been trying to get a tan when you have not been exposed to the sun or tanning beds, it could indicate an internal problem. So if the skin suddenly looks tan, and you crave salt, it could indicate adrenal gland dysfunction. So this could be Addison's disease. So if the skin looks more orange than brown, it could be a thyroid problem. So if the thyroid's not processing beta carotene in your foods, it builds up in your blood and then turns your skin that orange color. So hair and nails can also indicate a thyroid problem if they become, you know, brittle and the skin is dry or dull looking, has no shine to it. And you know what the Bible says? Olive oil makes the face to shine, most likely because of the omega-3 fatty acids in it. So if we're not using the right oils, our face is going to be shiny. It's not going to be, you know, have that healthy glow to it. Sorry, Frank, I forgot to mention, if you're going to sign up for the newsletters, you go to the powerherbs.com website and you click on books and newsletters and you can sign up for free there. Let's talk about the skin sensation, you know, touch, your nerve endings in your skin, because we, you know, if we have good blood sugar, we're fine. But if we have a blood sugar problem, it's going to develop patches on the skin that can be thick and shiny, called plaques. And these skin changes can indicate a change in circulation, especially to small capillaries in the skin. It's not getting that blood flow as they should. And then you get this decreased sense of touch can occur. Diabetics often get it. It progresses to peripheral neuropathy. And what about those really weird rashes that sometimes crop up? Because sometimes a rash is really not from poison ivy, but it's from, or maybe it's not from a food allergy either. People that are allergic maybe to milk often develop eczema, and people allergic to wheat can develop what is called a burning rash with these small blisters. It's called dermatitis hyperformis. And then if you're anemic, pale-looking skin will result, usually anemia, where you have that low level of iron. You're not getting the organic iron because you're not eating green leafy vegetables. You're not eating that in your diet, not getting enough of that. And I will say iron from foods and herbs is totally different than ferrous sulfate, which you get in a pill bottle from your vitamin shop. Okay, not chemically the same. What about those bags under your eyes? A lot of people, they're always dabbing on those creams and stuff. And we talked about that the other week, didn't we, Frank, about that one product that's not healthy for you to do that. But people who have puffy bags under their eyes could be consuming too much processed salt. Now, processed salt doesn't have any nutrition in it. It's been taken out. No minerals at all. Now, so getting too much of high sodium processed foods can also cause this problem. So you want to watch that. So the tender skin beneath your eye is real sensitive and it can swell with fluid. So if you reduce the salt intake, it will help, as well as, you know, getting off that processed salt, maybe getting, you know, a mineral rich salt, which helps balance fluids in the system because water and salt are counter-regulatory in the human body. And most people, besides the baggy eyes, that people worry about wrinkles, 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 wrinkles. So because we've been conditioned to think, you know, that getting old and looking old is normal as we age. But it is common, but it's really far from normal. There is a difference between aging gracefully and aging prematurely. So skin wrinkles, along with joint and bone problems, means that you're not feeding the body the correct nutrition. So I really like to use plant-based calcium, help preserve those tissues, the bones, muscles, and even your skin, the collagen in your skin. And then lupus is a condition. It's an immune system. They say it's linked to the immune system, and your skin will start to show. Lupus is reflected in the skin. So people with lupus develop a butterfly-shaped rash on their cheeks. Also, fatigue is also accompanies the rash. So it's a symptom of lupus. And really, lupus is, you know, is a form of cancer. So be aware of that. And what about itchy skin? Dry, itchy. Well, itchy rashes are common, especially in the summer. And when we're outside, could come in contact with plants with irritating oils. However, there is an abnormal rash that itches, and it's really not due to poisonous plants or food allergies. So liver disease can also cause this itchy rash over the abdomen. So if you have hepatitis or cirrhosis of the liver, it's often the cause of this itchy rash. Now, there are some foods that help, you know, because our diet is a big deal. It is the major contributor to our health. So you've most likely heard that your plate of food, it really should look like a rainbow, which would indicate you have a lot of plant foods in various colors. So the pigments in foods are important because chemistry-wise, they lend to good health. They lead you down that road to good health. So they contain a lot of protein and vitamins and minerals, antioxidant enzymes, and amino acids. So your purple foods, especially the blue and purple berries, are going to be high in antioxidants. And these help slow down aging and prevent dementia and vision problems like cataracts. So foods that are more oxidized, they are going to offer you the opposite effect. So that would be a diet that's too high in cooked foods and lots of alcohol. So you got to watch the oxidization type of effect on the foods you're putting in the system. So you want to get, you know, foods with lots of live enzymes, and a lot of times that's stuff that's not been cooked. So your berries, your vegetables, your fruits, things like that. Oh, I know, got to take a break. We'll be right back with more. Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
It's as sweet as candy. Its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me
back here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about your skin and how it can indicate you may have some health issues. And, you know, we're going to talk about now the power of foods to help you out, because everyone could put, really, healthcare professionals on the unemployment line by changing the way they eat and changing the way they think of dealing with illness. So if the father of modern medicine, which is Hippocrates, was quoted to say, food is your medicine, then why is healthcare entrenched in drug therapy? Well, the short answer is educating patients to correct disease through foods doesn't make them rich. So the ancient Greek physicians found that out. So the modern American diet is really toxic and it promotes disease. And if you want to avoid premature aging and being sick all the time, taking drugs, then change the way you eat and change the way you deal with illness. Here's a quote from me. I said this, everything worth anything requires effort. Yeah. So you got to like re-educate yourself on your lifestyle. So you're investing in you. Think of it that way, because taking control of your health requires really a proactive change. And some people find it intimidating. But I remember what God says throughout the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. He says, herbs are meat in Genesis chapter 1. He said, herbs are for the service of man in Psalms 104. And herbs are for the healing of the nations in Revelation 2. So your foods, your spices, your medicinal plants are for your health. And I can't think of any better encouragement to seek health through these foods than from the Word of God. And I'll take God's word over big pharma, government health agencies, and JAMA articles. So remember, your skin can give you indicators there needs to be a change in what you eat, and you want to give the body the opportunity to heal itself. So lifestyle changes are permanent, but diets tend to be fads. So if you have all the power right now, all the control right now over your health, if you want it. Now, for a certified organic professional strength plant-based liquid to support your bones, your skin, your hair, your nails, your muscles, hey, call Apothecary Herbs and ask about their calcium formula. They also have this wonderful honey oatmeal soap that locks moisture in and doesn't strip away the good friendly flora on your skin, which is your first layer of immune system defense. So they offer also formulas to support circulation, your thyroid, your glands, your eyes, and various metabolic functions. So give them a call at 866-229-3663. That is toll free in the U.S. and Canada. That's 866-229-3663. And their website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Because, you know, if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. They're professional strength, certified organic, aged, naturally aged and cold pressed. You know, it takes a long time to make those type of formulas. And that's why they work so well. You're not going to find those in stores. But you will find them at Apothecary Herbs, and you can request a free product catalog. And if you're on their website, don't forget to sign up for their free newsletters up under the books and newsletters tab. You can just sign up for free and enjoy each newsletter comes into your email each week. All right. We're going to talk about fatigue, a little bit of fatigue. Anybody out there feeling more tired than usual? Well, if you turn on the media, the news, you'll feel tired immediately. But according to the CDC, there's about 500,000 to 1 million Americans that have chronic fatigue problems. My goodness. And the condition really is so prevalent that medicine has several labels for it. They'll call it chronic fatigue syndrome. They'll call it myelitic encephalomyelitis or systemic extension intolerance disease. I mean, come on. So it seems that more women, about 60% to 85% compared to the men, are having chronic fatigue issues. And experts think the condition is underreported in the men. So the age onset seems to be between 40 to 59. So this disease did not really get, you know, a medical classification until 1969, because before that, doctors just said, hey, the symptoms aren't real. They're all in your head. Here, take this, you know, Valium and go lay down. So is there a way to naturally correct this chronic fatigue situation that medicine finds extremely difficult to diagnose, and they have no cure. They just manage symptoms. So let's check it out. Let's look at some triggers and symptoms of the fatigue disease itself. So if you complain to your doctor that you're not feeling well, you have muscle pain or memory problems or headaches or joint pain, you have a sleep disorder, sore throat, and tender glands that last more than 6 months, then you could have a condition diagnosed as chronic fatigue listed in now the medical records. So now that gets in your medical records. It's not coming out of there. So research suggests that the condition can be accompanied by having the flu or an onset of excessive stress, some sort of shock. And many of the symptoms of chronic fatigue tend to mimic the flu, and often that's why it's misdiagnosed. Actually, you could probably get it from getting a flu shot, I would think. Now, they have really no clue what this is. If you ask your allopathic regular medical physician what the cause of chronic fatigue is, they're going to admit they don't know. So if your doctor has no clue what the cause is, then you're going to be put on a course of symptom reduction or, you know, symptom management drugs with really no resolution in sight. So they're going to help you live as comfortable as possible with your disease. They don't know. So your doctor is going to, well, he's not going to lose any sleep over this, and he'll be really too busy adding up the average cost of your treatments, because office visits for chronic fatigue range from $50 to $200, depending if you have insurance, and you'll be referred to specialists as well, adding to your fees. The treatments will increase over the course of your condition. You may have physical therapy, which can cost as much as $350 a session. You may be referred for cognitive behavioral therapy, which can cost as much as $250 per visit, or drug therapy and antidepressants, which, you know, anywhere from $8 to $90 per prescription. And according to the University of Maryland Medical Center, the cognitive behavioral therapy will entail a minimum of 6 to 20 hours of treatments, ranging from $750 to $5,000. So any person with chronic fatigue who seeks help from modern medicine is going to receive drugs for pain, drugs for sleep, drugs for depression, and referrals to therapy clinics. And medicine says there's no cure. Obviously, if you don't identify a cause, you're not going to, the cure will elude you, see? And see, this is just, you know, one cash cow they like to have, I'm sorry to say. Well, I worked in medicine. I worked for pain therapist clinics, and worked for anesthesiologists and neurosurgeon and neurologist clinics and rehab centers. And I saw a lot of stuff, you know, was in there, in the weeds, as they say. Well, what could also come along with the chronic fatigue? There are some other conditions that can kind of, you know, jump on board, because modern medicine is saying that chronic fatigue can be accompanied by conditions such as fibromyalgia or vertigo or intense allergies or irritable bowel syndrome, night sweats and chills, blurry vision, also sensitivity to light, eye pain, anxiety, panic attacks. So patients with chronic fatigue, it's not just chronic fatigue they have these other things too. They have it impacts their productivity very severely, and a lot of them have to go on disability. So their range of motion and their motor skills will diminish. Cognitive perception, reasoning, and learning new things is affected, which is really not considered dementia, but, you know, their cognitive abilities have been impacted. So medical research also reports that over half the patients with chronic fatigue develop fibromyalgia within a second year of being diagnosed. And we're going to talk about chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia in a little bit. They're sister conditions. And there is a reason for that. We're going to get rid of both of them, actually, because once you address the cause, both of them go away, because they stem from pretty much the same thing. Female patients often suffer from a lot of chronic pelvic pain, and chronic fatigue syndrome is associated with that. Well, a lot, you know, we're told it's complicated. You can't figure this out. Well, according to modern medicine, chronic fatigue is complex. Oh, yeah. Researchers at DuPaul University in Chicago and a Healthcare for Women International group there conducted a study on the mortality of chronic fatigue syndrome, people dying from this. So the patient study sampled 166 deceased chronic fatigue patients, showed more women than men, of course, were affected by it. They also found that patients with chronic fatigue are more likely to die of heart failure, cancer, and suicide by about 59.6%. Wow. So they also found that the average age of chronic fatigue patients who died of cancer or suicide was much younger than the general population, about 39.3 to 47.8 years. Goodness. So the medical literature is noting your chronic fatigue offers a high risk of mortality, yet they have no extensive investigations into the matter. So no doubt, because, you know, medicine concluded a long time ago, hey, there's no cure for this. It may have been a psychosomatic condition. Long ago, that's what they said it was. It's all in your head. So they don't have a clue. And health professionals are often split on the issue of chronic fatigue as to what could be causing it. Often medical examiners list the secondary condition as the cause of death on death certificates. Well, here is a quote from Dr. Sarah McHill. She's a United Kingdom physician, says chronic fatigue or feeling tired all the time is evidence that the powerhouses of your cells are not supplying you with enough energy. The problem is not all in your head or even your thyroid, end of quote. And she is exactly right. She is. And we're going to get to identifying what is the true problem of chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia. And there's a simple way to deal with that and make it go away. Yeah. And, you know, you have that power right now. Don't have to go to a specialist to do it. It's all within your ability. And when we come back from this break, I know, Frank, I'm watching the clock really good today, aren't I? Being a good child. We're going to tell you about it right after this.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, International 704-875-8010, or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk. Frank is playing the bouncy music today. Thanks, Frank. All right, we're going to get rid of the chronic fatigue and the fibromyalgia. You know, according to the medicine, there are a lot of reasons why you might experience fatigue. You may have a thyroid issue or a heart problem. You may have insomnia or anemia or depression or pulmonary issues. So chronic fatigue is really not at the top of your doctor's list when patients complain they're tired all the time. So most doctors really never consider there's a physical disruption or roadblock with the body successfully converting fuel for energy to, you know, energize your cells. So Dr. Mayhill advises her patients, change your lifestyle, because the treatments which medicine offer you are going to be band-aids on a very serious metabolism issue. So preventing chronic fatigue disease is your best vital investment. But if you already have chronic fatigue, you have to make a serious effort to get rid of it. And basically, you're going to address that through nutrition going into the system. So most people think that, you know, if they'll eat healthy, but, you know, they started really, you know, they started taking inventory of what food was in their pantry and in their fridge, and they discover hundreds of food assassins that are poisoning them. So that's the first thing you want to do, stop the poisoning, replace it with organic nutrition, and then you can start your organ cleansing. And when you're dealing with chronic fatigue, there really is this malfunction in your digestive system. It's not able to convert enough protein to amino acids, which are fuel for your cells, the mitochondria of your cells, that give the body energy. So, you know, bowel cleansing to, you know, sweep the system down there of waste material and toxins. Change the diet. You want to also starve the yeast, because that's what the problem is. There's an overgrowth of yeast in the bowel. A lot of times this starts with maybe antibiotic therapy or some other, maybe somebody used too much colloidal silver internally, and what you did is you wiped out those gut floras, but you have yeast growing. And what that's doing is blocking that conversion of the amino acids from the protein. Your body can't digest protein well, and that's why you feel tired. So what you want to do, change that lifestyle, but you got to starve the yeast. And what feeds yeast is anything that's a carbohydrate or sugar, anything that converts the sugar, alcohol. And you want to limit heavy red meats until you get that digestive system really working properly. So you want to limit the red meat maybe to 4 ounces and use grass-fed meats if you're using red meat. And there's a huge difference in grass-fed and grain-fed beef, okay? You want the grass-fed because you get the enzymes and the nutrition. They're very different in grass-fed compared to grain-fed meat. So the food change is really going to help starve the overgrowth of yeast in the bowel. And that's preventing that assimilation of your food. So you're going to improve that right away. And what I like to do with people who've had chronic fatigue, I learned this from a naturopathic physician, one of my herb professors, who worked with people that had chronic fatigue for many years. They went through the doctors, weren't any better. You have to take them off everything except raw vegetables and brown rice. Okay, so they can only have raw vegetables and brown rice. Sometimes you can stir fry the vegetables a little bit, but it has to be raw. And what you're doing is you're getting the chlorophyll in there and the proteins in the leafy greens and things like that, and you're starving the yeast. The rice, it's got to be brown rice, can't be white rice, because it doesn't convert to sugars as readily as white rice. So, and it's kind of a bland way to go. It can be a boring diet, but, and you have to stay on it until your energy starts ticking up. And when your energy starts, you start perking up, you realize that, hey, your body's getting rid of the yeast, and now it's converting proteins from your produce, your vegetables, into amino acids. Okay. And it has to be from the vegetables because it's not as hard on the digestive system. So I would take all the animal product out of there. So depending on how long you had the fibromyalgia and the chronic fatigue, it could be four months, six months. It just depends, but you just have to be patient and hang in there. Most people respond pretty quickly. Within weeks, they start to feel better. They don't have as many aches and pains. They don't feel like they have the flu. So it very much encourages them to keep going. So the body actually uses energy very efficiently. People don't realize that a big portion, 75% of energy that the body uses is to keep the heart beating and your brain functioning, you know, thinking, and your filtering organs filtering out all these toxins. So if we are not putting in sufficient nutrition for the body to run these functions, plus go to work or to school, deal with kids and so forth, you don't have enough energy to go around. Okay. And so you take your energy plummets, see? So it is like having an electric car attempting to travel on a battery charged by about 50%, if that gives you an indication. All right. So you just want to get rid of the yeast, and a lot of these secondary diseases just vanish with the yeast. And so a few adjustments in your foods help you select some healthy foods go a long way in energizing your body instead of eating carbohydrates, which encourage fatigue. Even in healthy people, it does that. You want to eat healthy fats like nuts and seeds instead. Fruits and vegetables, fish, nuts, and seeds contain a lot of long-chain fats that will help to rebuild cell membranes. Meats, olive oil, coconut milk, offer some medium-chain fats that help digest vegetables and convert other proteins to amino acids. So you want to avoid things like soda and dairy and grains like processed grains and yeast products, as these will promote irritable bowel system dysfunction, chronic fatigue diseases as well. So all meals should be made from scratch. Avoid the prepackaged stuff with all the additives and the plastic chemicals. So you want to also try to eat fermented types of foods. This will remove it will help with the pH balance, because if you're over alkaline in that environment, that's what the yeast likes in the gut, is an alkaline environment. So when you put your fermented foods in, like, you know, pickled beets, pickles, kimchi, sauerkraut, it helps to stabilize those floras in your digestive tract so you can process foods and get the protein for energy. So you have a plan now, do you not? And is it going to require you to check into a clinic?
No.
Is it going to require an insurance card and a copay?
No.
Is it going to require you to you go into debt?
No.
Well, hallelujah. Isn't God great? Medicine is not, and health is not supposed to be complicated. No. So if I had chronic fatigue, I would seriously, you know, modify that lifestyle, you know, just get your trash can out and start clean out that pantry in your fridge if you got a lot of stuff in there that's not healthy for you. Then do your bowel cleansing, and, you know, make sure you adjust that diet, use the vegetables and brown rice, and then you can, when your energy comes back, you can slowly add in those other foods we mentioned. And you want to avoid dairy. Dairy coats the colon with a lot of mucus and traps in toxicity. So instead of cow's milk, you can go to coconut milk. It doesn't create mucus. So lifestyle change is permanent. Usually the body responds within 1 to 4 months with constant attention upholding these changes. And it'll be when your energy comes back, it's an indicator you're on the right track. So what could this cost you? But, you know, a little time and adjustment. And you can save yourself from years of fatigue and toxic drugs. So, yeah. So other safety measures, you know, I might include, maybe if you need a little heart strengthening, you might use some herbs for that. Other metabolic areas that may need strengthening, there's some medicinal herbs that can help you in that gap as you get strong. So if you're looking for all your system organ cleanses, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, that's what they specialize in, is organ cleansing and immune boosting. And they do have metabolic support formulas as well. So as you transition, you can definitely use your medicinal herbs. Absolutely. So look for your cleanses on the powerherbs.com website or under the table of contents. If you have their catalog, you can just flip to the cleanse section. They do have a heart section, a hormonal section, a diabetic section. They have all these things. And these are all organic herbs, natural medicinal plants God has created for you and me and everybody. A lot of these herbs have crossover. You can help your pets out, you know. So definitely there's a section for pets as well on the website and in the catalog. So if no worries, you do not have to be intimidated by chronic fatigue syndrome. People get so scared. I'm not even, of course, I know a lot now than I used to, but I'm not even intimidated by cancer, you know, because I know there's herbs for that. There's foods for that. Right? I mean, you got the disease because of something you were doing, so you got to evaluate what you were doing. So, there's power in plants, and there's power in God's medicinal herbs, and He guarantees it, and God can't lie. All right, I'm about almost out of time, so if you want to get a catalog from the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and you don't do the internet, so give them a call at 866-229-3663, and they'll send you one free. The web address is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And do, if you get time, sign up for their free health newsletters. They'll go out to your email each week. They only go out by email, so you have to have an email address. So you can sign up on the website, thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters, and sign up today. So you can get your American Survival newsletter or your HealthQuest newsletter. They're both free. And they'll go to your email. Or you can just call and get a free product catalog. I know a lot of you out there, you listen to the show, but you don't do the internet. That's perfectly fine. I totally understand that. So that's why there's a handy catalog you can have. And it's an educational tool. So you'll learn a lot about the herb formulas, what's in them, counter-regulatory information. So you'll make an educated decision. 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, Apothecary Herbs. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Goodness, I'm out of time, Frank, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your host, herbalist Wendy Wilson, and until next time, wish you all to be well.